This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:07 Monday morning. Here's something that makes Monday a little bit better.
You can text us throughout the show, and we do get lots of them.
We do.
In fact, so many that we find ourselves only able to read them here at the end.
Right. And even then, we don't get to them all.
Right. Hard to keep
you.
Up. But this is where we do it, so hopefully you'll hear yours. I participate in Bridge Watch Angels on the Golden Gate Bridge, says 510.
Oh, is there like a volunteer organization?
There must be more people willing to go out and volunteer and help the security that has been hired to go do that job. Vinny, why would somebody be kissing the sky if they're splashing face down in the water? That's dumb. It's exhaling the doobie weed smoke into the sky, you donkey.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even realize it was that. I thought you were just so high that you kissed the sky.
I mean, but I could see that point. You're kissing the sky, you're going to heaven because you're committing suicide.
Yeah.
Even though people say you go to hell, but dying is the whole thing.
Oh my God, I totally thought the lyrics were, while I kiss this guy.
Yeah. I always sing while I kiss this guy.
You do?
I sing that. I mean, I do know it's Kiss the Sky, yeah. But because it sounds so much like Kiss the Sky.
Jimi Hendrix was an Army Airborne Ranger and would often parachute out of Army transport, hence Kiss the Sky.
Really? Oh.
And again, you're heading down as opposed to up.
Hearing a super high-pitched sound in the background. I do hear something. Do you hear something?
It's my mic.
It is your mic.
I know. It always has that. It's very...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me...
There, it's gone now.
If I go there, it's
still
there.
It's a little there.
Yeah. The processing pumps it up, too, I think, in people's cars. Mm. But engineering, no. It's an ongoing thing.
I always associated Kiss the Sky with committing suicide, says 650.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, if I...
Yeah, I didn't know either. I was like, oh, is that what it means? Holy crap.
I've always been a big fan of the doobie weed, so I'm fine with the smoking and the kissing the sky. Nothing like a wonderful bong rip, right, Sarah?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I did a bong rip.
Oh. Me too, actually.
I would hope so, Vincent. I have been thinking, now that it's legal, I have to admit that I think, like, maybe I should try.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is how many people I have, and I'm surprised you haven't tried it. In fact, we just talked about, you said you randomly got a good night's sleep on a Sunday night last night. But I'm surprised you haven't looked into... There's pot edibles that don't even get you high, but will help you sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you haven't looked into that.
You know, I had a bad experience with edibles years ago. And so I know I don't want to eat it to get high.
Yeah.
And I am super afraid of using aids to get to sleep. It's stupid, but even like melatonin, I don't want to take it. I don't know what it is. It's almost like it forces me to lead a more regimented life if I don't really... I'm, like, afraid. Like, I think because I was addicted to NyQuil for, like, a couple of years when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not get to sleep without NyQuil. Finally, my mom had to just, like, rip that crap away from me.
When you were a kid, like, how old?
My early... 12, you know? 13, 14.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had a cold. It helped me get to sleep. And then I couldn't get to sleep, and I didn't have the cold anymore. And I'm like, I'll glug the...
And so you just kept buying it yourself?
No, my mom would always... I'd be like, we need more NyQuil. I know.
And then finally she's like,
maybe it wasn't years. Who knows how long? But it was
something.
Wild to the point where she intervened. Like,
wow.
You can't have that anymore. You have to fall asleep on your own. And I'd...
Mom, I need it.
I need it, though. I need to get my sleepy pies.
Well, anyway, I've just heard from so many people that are doing it and say, right. It doesn't get me high, but it helps me sleep.
And John does it too. He takes a little bite, like the half a bite of some little berry thing that he gets, and he's like, no, it knocks me out, and I have a sound night's sleep.
See, that's the thing that I would, if there was a way that I could do that, it's not fall asleep. I fall asleep fine. It's that keep me asleep through, you know, give me a good 4 hours uninterrupted and of sound sleep.
Oh, so you wake up.
Sometimes.
Mm. I'm wondering, is the kid still coming into your room and stuff like that?
No, she's over that.
If I'm on a good schedule, I will close my eyes at 8 o'clock and I will open them again at 4. Like, I won't. Because I quit caffeine a few years at night. Like, I don't, after this show, I don't drink caffeine.
Yeah.
But, because I used to drink like iced coffees all day, and I would wake up every 2 hours, all night, every night, no matter how tired I was. Mm. Couldn't sleep through. It was the caffeine. But that sucks, waking up all the time. And then you're doing the countdown, like, oh, if I fall right back to sleep right now,
right.
I'll get 3 more hours.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's bogus. Mm. I went to a divorce party, says 510. They had an ex-wife pinata. Everyone took turns hitting it.
Oh, that
it was awesome.
That seems terrible.
It does seem
wrong.
Surprise! I wouldn't want to do that.
Like, that feels like feels too violent.
Oh, someone I may have skipped it because we got to talk, and someone wrote in and said, "I don't want to be here either." She just broke up with her boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh, right over the weekend.
Broke up this weekend. With my boyfriend of 3 years, Sarah's right. I'd rather be home sobbing. Just hope I don't sob at work today.
I know, it's the worst. I just don't want to make them too fragile. If me and John break up, I can tell, believe me. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, all my fears are coming true. I wasn't worthy.
408 says, well, Sarah just jinxed the Niners. We need a new QB now.
No, stop.
What did you do?
I said that Garoppolo hadn't lost a game yet.
Oh.
And that's not a jinx. I wasn't making a prediction.
All right, going forward, though, do me a favor. Only talk about
I did say one hand tied behind his back.
Yeah, well, only talk about Tommy. Oh, and then he got his hand hurt, didn't he?
What's that? No, he had already gotten his hand hurt, and you were saying, oh, you think that's going to... And I said, I don't want to say one hand, but then I did say it.
All right, well...
But yeah, he had did you see all the footage where they're zeroing in on that hand and what's happening with the tape or whatever? And boy, they talked about that incessantly. Do you notice Tony Romo's play, his color commentary at all? Guy's so funny.
He's okay. He's getting a lot of great reviews, and I'm a little surprised by it. He's as a former quarterback, I think he has a lot of insights that are valuable.
Absolutely.
So I don't think he's bad at it, but he was a Dallas Cowboy, which means basically he sucks.
Oh.
In general.
I forgot you hate the Cowboys.
He's got suck all over him.
Which is why I was so surprised. And normally I wouldn't even notice. There's a few color guys that I don't like specifically, but for me to be like laughing at something that a color guy is saying and like paying attention to what they're saying is, I think it's unusual for me. And I think he's great. I'm like, is Romo calling it?
Jeez.
is my boyfriend Romo going to do it?
408 is such a waste of time. The state assembly should be focusing on more important things. Yeah, as a surfer, we don't need any attention, and you shouldn't try it. It's not that fun. And there are sharks.
You just don't want the competition in the water.
There are sharks everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
That's why you go.
Mm-hmm. He likes to live dangerously. Mm-hmm.
one of my favorite. I think about this sometimes when I'm in the water too, where Sarah's like, I don't even like to hang my feet over the side of the bed,
let alone into water. I can't see the bottom.
I know.
The water was particularly brown this weekend, meaning you can't see. So if something came at you, it would come out of nowhere, literally nowhere.
What was the spillage in Monterey?
Monterey.
Is that sewage? What is it?
It was sewage, yeah. Oh. It was something failed at the treatment plant in Monterey, and they've closed a bunch of beaches.
Oh, that's awful.
Such a bummer. It really is.
Yeah.
I was... Oh, you know what? I'll get to it. If I can get through these, I'll get to it. About pollution and recycling. Hold on. Getting to listen live for the first time in years, hearing the third-party audio makes such a difference from the podcast.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, it does make sense, huh?
Yeah. We found out recently if you watch the show. and the loops that we run after the show. The third party audio is on there. RadioAlice.com/watch.
I'm with Vinny. I buy new stuff every time.
Oh, the painting.
Yes, Vinny, people reuse and keep paintbrushes. Everyone cleans their paintbrushes. Vinny.
Vinny, get them.
Vinny, think about stopping a disposable way of life. Save the planet for Ilo. One paintbrush and reuse. So, first of all, I don't paint every day, so you can calm down a little bit there. It's not something I do. In fact, the last painting I did, I paid someone to paint.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they saved their paintbrushes. So, relax. But I also was just last night was reading Where in the World is Away to Isla. Where in the World is Away is a book Michael Fronte wrote.
Right.
Fronte wrote. And it is excellent. And it's all about a little boy and a little girl. And he drinks his apple juice and he's about to throw it away. And they start talking about where in the world is away. And it's all about how there is no away.
It goes somewhere.
All this crap's got to go somewhere, and it's a really good book. So, I am teaching Isla about recycling.
Is she your paintbrushes away?
Grasping the idea?
Not really.
Yeah.
Nope. Doesn't really get
it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, she's four, but we're working on it.
Raise a responsible human being.
All right. Hey, do we have the winner?
We sure do. She couldn't have been more enthusiastic. Her name is Carla, and she lives in San Carlos.
Carla from San Carlos going to see Taylor Swift. Tickets all day, you guys. 9, noon, 3, and 5 all this week.
Go ahead.
It's the first time she's ever won anything.
Oh, I love hearing that.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of the painting world, it's good to know since Sarah paints every day, all the time.
It does feel that way.
It never stops the projects at her house. It's good to know you are reusing your brushes.
Yes.
That is excellent. Because you'll be painting today.
I will be.
And you painted yesterday.
Yep.
And the other day
ago.
And
on Saturday and on Friday and on Thursday.
I see blue.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's blue skies. It was so miserable this morning. I'm so happy to see I can see a little sun.
That's you don't want to hire someone to do the painting?
I like to do it myself.
You sound like you're enjoying it.
She's not enjoying it. She's like, I can't wait.
Well, look, I'm sick of this backyard thing. I mean, I am definitely ready to not.
How much longer? How many more months? January.
Till 4th of July.
Oh, my God.
You have another 5 months. Why don't you get a landscape architect back there and have them do all this?
It's too late. We've already designed the whole thing. Now
well,
it's just a matter
of the rest.
What we need is a crew.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a crew?
Because I got John and Richard. And the way we work, it just works for
Chumley
us.
Dick and Chumley.
Yeah. I mean, it would be very, if we had settled on a design before we broke ground, then we would have been all set. Could have got a crew in there.
You
would have
messed that up. You would have been changing it all.
Well, that's
along.
The thing. That's the way I like to do it. And now I'm just bitching about it. Mm. It's been a year and a half. And I'm ready for it to be over.
So 5 more months, everyone, of this. 5 more months.
I try not to bring it up. They just happened to notice there was paint on me today. And then Vinny and I, off the air, started talking about paintbrushes. And my mouth hung open and his mouth hung open because I couldn't believe he threw them out. And he couldn't believe I kept them.
Again, I'm not a big painter.
Right. So. Well, and we even said that. Like that, you know, look, if you were a professional painter, you'd have 5 paintbrushes, one for each specific kind of thing. And you'd clean them and take care of them and they'd be expensive and you wouldn't throw them out.
Well, and I also, having painted a lot in my life, it was a big part of a community service detail I got put on that went for a long time. I want to paint, and it's hard, and it's a skill, and you should.
Patience, yeah. Ugh. I couldn't do it.
I like hiring people who do a great job, and when
they
you're
come
done,
in,
you
they
can
clean
say,
up.
Right, yeah. and then you say, here's
your money, off you go.
Hard work done, boys. Have a good one.
Right.
And it looks great. I'm glad the Pats are going to the Super Bowl. I need someone to project my anger. LOL. I'm tired of hearing about Tom Brady. I can't forget he supported and voted for Trump.
Yeah, that is a bummer. But I still love my family, and they all support and love Trump. So I've had to reconcile that. I think I can do it with my quarterback.
I know you guys say it all the time, but remind us again what email to use for the secret show. Has it changed now that you guys aren't CBS?
No, it's sarah@radioalice.com or vinny@radioalice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Put secret show or bad advice in the subject line and we're sure to get it.
650 says, pager code 43 equals love you.
Oh, really?
143 equals I love you. There's a generation, and my missus is of that generation that
used
all
the numeric,
had pagers, right, and did that and talked on pages. And I think Bryn did too. Bryn, of course, still out on
maternity leave.
Paternity leave.
Whatever. Philly leave.
He enjoyed that in Hawaii and Vegas.
And Vegas. And Italy. I mean, doesn't he go on every... Oh, no, he didn't...
That was the baby moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Like a two-week baby moon?
Mm-hmm. Boy, that dude. He's working 6 weeks this year.
Oh, wow. I was there the day when you guys won the lottery. It was so much fun. I'm glad you didn't win the big one, though. I listen to you every day and would be missing out on my 45-minute commute.
Well, that's nice to hear. Thanks. Small comfort for not winning $50 million a piece.
I share a birthday with Bob Marley, February 6th. Mm-hmm. I celebrate every year.
Oh.
My birthday is 6/12/72. 6 times 12 equals 72.
Oh, that's great.
408. Vin loves 1 o'clock as well. Hooman, she doesn't have to search inside of a gill for his... See the movie. Everything is intimated. It's not graphic at all. It's a great movie.
I don't believe it.
This is The Shape of Water?
Yeah. Hooman, why haven't you reviewed Call Me By Your Name yet? It's so... And then there's no more.
So what? Lame?
Oh, you...
I see
lame?
A lot of bad movies
no,
a year.
No, that one is... I've seen that mentioned in a few award What's it about? Categories. It's a gay coming-of-age story, if I've heard the description correctly.
Fentanyl is a highly regulated drug, very difficult to obtain and should never be given without monitoring. We use it during procedures, labor, or ICU for acute pain, but patients are always monitored, unless it's a patch. But I think the prescribing MD needs to be investigated. This is Tom Petty's death.
Well, he had a prescription for something that had fentanyl in it, and then he had two other forms of it. They both had, I believe, fentanyl in the name, but that they said no prescription, and those were illegal. So I don't know.
Fentanyl is a highly addictive opiate medication. You do not accidentally overdose on drugs. Sorry. Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
actually,
you do.
With the mix of drugs he had in him, it's very possible that he went toxic and died, but most definitely expected to wake up in the morning. Plenty of people do. It's part of drug addiction for sure that you
get your little cocktail.
You keep waking up and you keep expecting to until you don't.
Poor Tom Petty. I hate to hear that he was in that kind of pain.
Right.
408 says Michael Jackson also died from fentanyl. It's propofol, what you said.
Propofol.
Unless they're similar.
They probably are. I thought his was like milk. Remember, I want my glass of milk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a full-on anesthetic. I thought that was like to put you under.
Right.
Which is not sleep, by the way. That
right.
is
unconsciousness.
Right.
Which I'm not sure what the difference is, but no dreaming. You're just shut down.
408 says, I went to the Santa Cruz Warriors game too. Fun. I thought about Vinny when I was there. I was there, too.
I didn't even know there was a Santa Cruz Warriors.
I know. Someone sent a funny text. 707 says, in Bryn's case, you call it an eternity leave.
Eternity leave. I like that.
Clever.
Who is this here? 415 says, sexy, Sarah. See-through white t-shirt.
What?
Lose the parka, Sarah. Show us what you got. Looking good.
What you wearing under there?
That's see-through?
No. It's not even slightly see-through. I would never wear something see-through.
Why not?
Because I don't want anyone seeing through.
I don't know. The cameras might... We might see a jump in the... What do they call the cameras now? Looking glass?
The lookers.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in charge of that. I want people to listen, for our witty banter and... funny stories and not to see through my shirt.
Oh, come on.
It's a lot of character for me. No
hey,
thanks.
Sarah, the fourth book of Red Rising Saga is out.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost halfway through it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love that book.
All right.
I love that saga so much. I think it's supposed to be a movie coming up. I keep looking at IMDb, but there's nothing there. I think the guy said he's on like his third draft of the script. But Red Rising is it's sci-fi. Now it's four nice long books. Really just great. I enjoy them very much.
619 says, you gotta love super liberals. They can't even get on the same page as to what they should be outraged about. Really? Pink hats aren't inclusive enough? Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't know. I was bummed to hear it. I was like, oh, what now?
707 says, Jesus H. Christ. People can't do anything without pissing someone off. Ridiculous.
Yeah, there is no winning.
What color isn't offensive? What are they complaining about? It's pink? Is that the problem? Or is it that it's a hat?
As we get to the bottom of it, I think it's that the pink hats depict a lady area. And if you're transgender, you don't have that.
So the transgenders
are upset.
It
was supposed to be LGBT non-inclusive or something. There was some
so what
people
hat,
beef. No hat.
What hat could work?
No hat works.
What
you will offend some.
Hat?
Nope.
No, might offend the squirrels.
Squirrels are upset about it. Right. The oak trees are like, what are you doing with my seed?
Ralph Lauren, like a girl's name. Lauren.
Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren?
If it's like a girl's name, it's Lauren.
Ralph Lauren?
No one says Ralph Lauren. Everyone says Ralph Lauren.
That's true. But it might be Ralph Lauren.
If it's Ralph Lauren, everyone continue mispronouncing it.
Ralph Lauren. Should we call him Rafe Lauren?
No, that would be weird. And Lauren's weird, too.
A lot on the early P-hat conversation. Anyway, there you go. We're current. Thanks, everyone.
Did
for
you want to get
stuff.
To your recycle? Oh, shoot. We're almost out of time. Did you have, you remember you said you had like a recycling story?
Yeah, I did. It's the book that I read to my daughter about Michael Fronte's book about recycling called
Where in the World
is Away? It's a great kids' book.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Binny, Alice's morning show, looking like it's clearing up a little bit outside. So much for our weather.
At least here.
Yeah, here in San Francisco.
So the painting party's back on is what you're saying?
It's on either way. It's undercover.
Oh.
Yeah. We have the doors laying flat. We're flipping them. And We might even get to hang them up today.
Oh.
Who knows? It could happen.
You wouldn't let that cure?
I could hang them without worrying. They'll continue to cure.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I just need them out of the workspace so I can get the next set of
doors. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know stuff.
I don't, but I'm always hopeful that the next thing can happen.
John
and
knows
we can
stuff.
Cross things off the list. Yeah, put a little check mark next to stuff.
That could be the one thing that sends him over the edge where he wants to divorce her.
Oh, don't say that.
Just listen
Please
to whatever he says.
Stop talking about John wanting to divorce me. Oh, my God.
I have to go deal with my own water conditioner. Water softener issues. Mm-hmm. Myself.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Ah, the joys of home ownership.
I'll be going to look at more couches today.
Oh,
where are you looking? Yes.
A few different places by our house.
Are you looking for leather?
Yes, brown leather couches.
Nice.
Well, a couch and a chair. So we're just trying to find the best deal, you know?
You know, I hate to say it, but
Pottery it takes John
Barn
months.
Makes a
it's
damn
so expensive.
Chair.
It's just too expensive. We have to go with our price.
What about
scene?
Home consignment center? I go in there all the
time.
Oh, stop it. It's great. It's fantastic. I find stuff in there all the time. You know why she doesn't like it?
There.
Because there are no aisles. Because you have to like move.
You know what?
You
I believe they closed the
stuff.
One by my house anyway, and I'm not trying to go anywhere except by my house.
I'm gonna go to Home Consignment Center and find you a leather couch and send you pictures of it.
That's true. Edit that, will you please?
I can't. there's nothing for it, Yuzette.
It's my opinion.
It's a giant big world out there, and she wants to make it as tiny as possible.
If she could go to her neighbor's house and just steal their couch, then it would be all set. All right, well, good luck to all of us on our journeys
out
into
there
today.
In the world.
should be fantastic.
Alice stays open all day, though,
sure
so hang
do.
Out.
Yay.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.